It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. During his State of the State address last week, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 the year of the kid. He made the case for the state to increase education funding and the number of child care workers.
And he pledged to increase funding for youth mental health services to $300 million in public schools in his upcoming budget proposal. The governor said it is essential for schools to make sure that students are healthy both mentally and physically.
But how could all the additional funding be used if the legislature approves the governor's plan? We turn to two social workers in the Madison area to find out what priorities they see in their schools. Sarah Leonard is president of the Wisconsin School Social Workers Association. Sarah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Lauren Schwartz is chair of the Policy and Advocacy Committee at the Wisconsin School Social Workers Association. Lauren, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Lauren, let's start with you. Give us a sense of how big the need could be to address students' mental health challenges in your school and in schools around the state.
The need is really significant. You know, public schools and our role in community, we support all students. We don't say no to anybody. And so students come to us with all of the needs that they have. And many students can't access mental health care in the community. There's long wait lists. There aren't providers that are reflective of the needs they have. Lots of other systems of support can say no. And those students still come to school. So it's really, really essential if we want to have an educated electorate that we're providing the services that our kids need to be able to access their learning. And this funding could really support that.
Sarah, Lauren just highlighted the need. When it comes to resources, what's out there? I imagine it varies from place to place, but what kind of resources might school districts have right now?
Yes, you're right. It does vary district to district and depending on, you know, where you're located. I think the biggest move that Governor Evers is, you know, supporting financially in his State of the State address and what he's hoping to do is getting more pupil service professionals in our buildings and in our schools. There's recommended ratios of the student to school social work ratio, and those are also out there, the recommendations for our school psychologists, school counselors, and nurses. And all schools across Wisconsin are generally not even close to those recommendations. So the level of support that we could even be providing within our buildings and really supporting families and accessing and connecting them to the resources within our communities would be so much better if our ratios were near the recommendation so that we really can provide the quality of support that our students and our families deserve.
Lauren, I think people listening might have a vague notion of what school social workers might do from day to day. Can you make it concrete for people? What are some of the practical things that social workers are doing in schools to help meet those needs you were talking about?
Yeah, so school social workers do a diverse array of work, and where you work can really impact the type of work that's being done. You know, the needs in an urban school might be pretty different than the needs of a rural school community. And so generally speaking, most school social workers support student mental health, and that's usually students in need of more group intervention or one-on-one support. School social workers are also experts at leveraging school resources and community resources to better support students and their families so that they can have their needs met and be able to better tend to their learning and create more stability within our communities. We support students who are involved in the youth justice system. We are regularly interacting with teachers to try to coach them and offer ideas about how they can better support their students within their classroom spaces. We also do program development depending on the needs of our community. What we do can look pretty different school to school and community to community, but it's always in line with the needs of students and pretty centered around youth and family well-being so that they're able to access their education.
And Sarah, Lauren just mentioned the teachers. The governor has called for more training for educators to recognize and address mental health needs. What kind of things do you think would be good uses of state funding if it becomes available?
I think that would be like looking into different initiatives about increasing just mental health, like 101 knowledge of just all educators in a building. So you might have several support staff within a building, but our students are interacting with a variety of educators, not just teachers, but special education assistants, security staff, teaching assistants. And so making sure that all of our educators in the building have knowledge of mental health, have knowledge of maybe some concerning signs where they would really want to reach out to support staff about a particular student. So I think there's room to just increase the education of all educators and all folks working in a building to best support our students and to recognize maybe some warning signs that a student needs more support.
We're talking about Governor Evers' call for more funding to address mental health needs in public schools. Lauren Schwartz and Sarah Lennertz are both school social workers in the Madison area. They're both with the Wisconsin School Social Workers Association. Lauren, another particular item the governor had highlighted was expanding peer-to-peer suicide prevention programs in schools. How do those programs work?
Yeah, so those programs usually involve students having some sort of interest and usually a people services staff. It could be a school social worker. It might be another staff member within our department. They are usually supporting that peer-to-peer suicide programming and education. They are providing training, education, the structures and supports for students to be able to support their peers in order to do that. And it's really important that those programs are well run because we see that our youth are really invested in each other and they seek each other out for support often before they ever come to find an adult. And so having our students feel like they have the knowledge and the awareness to be able to support their peers in a way that is reflective of what's appropriate for a peer to support while also helping them get to adults that can offer more long-term care and support to resources is really important. So there's a lot of value in that. And we need to have staff to be able to support those programs. So I echo a lot of what Sarah said about hope for being able to increase the number of student services providers so that we are better able to promote those programs and tend to them while still being able to directly address the student needs that we do day to day.
Now, tragically, last month, the worst case came to a Wisconsin school with the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. After that shooting, we talked to Trish Kilpin, director of the state's Office of School Safety. She promoted a program called Speak Up, Speak Out. It encourages students and teachers to act when they see a student in distress. Here's some of what she had to say.
We want to turn bystanders, people who witness things, to upstanders who are sharing information so violence can be prevented.
Sarah, a lot of what we're talking about with meeting mental health needs is getting the best educational experience out there for kids when it comes to things like violence prevention and preventing, hopefully, school shootings in the future. What kind of investments in mental health care do you think could really pay off?
Well, that's a big question, and I feel like there's a lot of different avenues. I think, it is important that we're educating our peers, and we have ways for students to, share if there is a concern about a classmate, a peer in their building. I think the biggest piece is having comprehensive support. So it's really, when there's a concern of potential violence with a student, there are protocols in place that schools have. We can do a violence risk assessment, which, we're looking holistically at the student, their needs, talking with parents, looking at additional community supports that could be put in place to hopefully prevent, violence from occurring with a student. So it's really looking comprehensively at the student, their environment, what their needs are, and what we can do to try and, address the concerns that are going on.
And then, Lauren, turning away from that worst case scenario that we worry about, day-to-day learning, and making sure kids are most prepared to sit in that classroom and learn. How much of a difference does access to some kind of mental health programming in schools make when it comes to that daily ability to come in and learn?
It matters a lot. Being available to students to talk through their concerns, to provide them with some education about what they're experiencing with their mental health can be really powerful, and providing them strategies and support structures to be able to work through that helps support kids' access to the classroom, their ability to pay attention. And I think it's actually really important and goes back to the teacher training component, because while we, of course, want our teachers and our school staff to understand what warning signs look like, our school staff have a really important part to play in offering universal strategies and universal education on well-being to our students. And when we look at our classrooms more holistically and provide training to the staff that have the most frequent contact with the most kids, which is our classroom teachers, I think we would better see, you know, well-being overall within our school communities, because all of us need access to some level of psychoeducation, some strategy development. We all experience stress, right? And stress inherently is not a mental health problem, especially if we can get people some strategies for coping early on. So I think it's really important that we are addressing all components of this, people that need more individualized attention, as well as our universals within our classrooms and our school communities, so that all students can have their needs met and learn how to better take care of themselves.
And Sarah, this mental health funding we're talking about right now, it's a maybe for the future. I want to talk about right now, if there's a parent listening or a student, the student's dealing with maybe that stress Lauren was talking about or a longer term mental health concern, what kind of things can a parent do to reach out and see what resources their school might have to offer?
I think it's really just making that first phone call. And right, so that's looking, depending on your community, there may be a school social worker in your building or district, there may not be, but reaching out to the school and asking what, you know, pupil services professional would be available for them to talk to. We really are usually the first line in having that conversation with parents and helping parents navigate the really complex systems in getting their child help. And maybe the first step is just a conversation with us, that we reach out to the student and say, hey, your parent's concerned. Can we check in? Can we have a conversation about that? How are you doing? But really, we want parents to reach out, and we hope they continue to do so, so that we can support them in getting their child what they need.
We'll leave it there. Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Lauren, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Lauren Schwartz and Sarah Leonards are school social workers in the Madison area. They're both involved in the Wisconsin School Social Workers Association. They talked to us today about the state of youth mental health as Governor Evers is requesting $300 million for child and adolescent mental health programming in Wisconsin schools.